Hi, Audio Boo. It's Paul Hopkins with day 5, I think it is, of Audio February. I'm kidding, it's saying Audio Boo February. And we are talking today about teenage years. Here, at the moment, we have a mono sound. It's me listening to my first radio. It's a Skyleader made by Everready. I can go anywhere on this radio, with this radio. I've had a radio in the past at this stage, when I was about 7 or something. I had a transistor radio. Don't know what happened to that. Lost it, whatever. I was only about 6. But then, as I said, I got this Skyleader radio where I would listen to medium wave and find all these exciting stations all over the world with all different languages and stuff like that. And then I ended up with a stereo eventually. At the very least, you know, being able to listen to tapes on Walkmans and borrow other people's stereos. And, oh, man, just be around other people that had stereos. Ghetto blasters. I am using, just as an aside, a montage that I used back in October, but I wanted to get this done. I don't want to miss a date. And these are some of my teenage songs. Not all of them by any means. But there's me just switching the radio over and finding something else to listen to. And FM. Okay, Radio 1, now available on FM with Steve Wright, the afternoon. Hello there, here's Gervais, Mr. Angry, and all that. So, yeah, teenage for me was very much about living life around music. I'm going to mention some people, I hope they don't mind, some people that are still on Audio Boo, that I knew at school. And good friends of at school, and you know, all that good stuff. So the Fonz Mondo, he was the provider of much of the music composition in my life at that time. You know, he still is very much involved in music, as you know, and back then he was too, you know, very, very accomplished for a young person. And we used to have a little band at school and all the rest of it, and I used to drum, and he played his keyboards, piano, whatever he had to hand. And we'd always have, it was really still back in that day when, you know, the piano or something musical could be at the centre of a gathering of people. And so sure enough, that was often the case at school. Fonz Mondo. Then there's Luby Tuscadero. Yes, Louise. She was in the same school as me too, and I think maybe a couple of years younger. Steve was in the same class, but yeah, Louise. And then Wendy, naughty underscore tart, that is her username. I'm not calling her names. But yeah, go follow these people. They're interesting people. And people that were just part of my life at that time. I don't know, isn't teenage or young life odd in the sense that you see these people every single day of your life at that time and you never really think it's going to change, and then one day, bing, it's time to leave school. It's just really strange, isn't it? I am rambling because teenage life for me was a ramble to some extent. I was pretty angsty as a teenager, I think, in many respects. I wasn't trendy. I wouldn't really say I was anything special at school. I mean, there were, you know, people around me that I thought had better ways of doing things than me, particularly. And I don't know, I didn't really excel loads at school or anything like that. I've done all right, I think, now growing up, but we're not talking about growing up, we're talking about teenage years. I wasn't trendy. I mean, I used to wear West Bromwich Albion tracksuits, for goodness sake. You know, one minute I was in fashion because flares were in, the next minute I was out of fashion because flares weren't in, and I'd be still wearing the same whatever I was wearing anyway. I couldn't afford to think about trendiness. My life was interesting at home, really, because a lot of it was listening to radio and keeping myself to myself, listening to radio plays, listening to music, listening to stuff from abroad, like Radio Luxembourg, and then on shortwave radio, this is the Voice of America, Voice of America Radio. And it was rumoured you could, in some places in the States at least, get it through your kettle. Very strange. So yeah, radio, even TV. I mean, I was never really that up with TV. Used to watch Charlie's Angels, but you know, it was and that kind of thing. But half the time, being such a big family that I was in, you know, TV would get changed over. Want to just acknowledge my family. I was fostered when I was 7, you know, quite a tough background and stuff, which I won't go into today. But you know, fostered amongst a family where sort of always about 10 of us in the house at any one time, and you know, really a lot of the stuff I did as a teenager in my home life was all around just mucking in with the kids. I mean, if it was a sports thing we were playing, you know, running around like idiots, then I'd do it. If it was playing bows and arrows, I'd have a bow and arrow and fire it at things and people and whatever, usually each other. You know, there was enough of us to have a five-a-side football team. You know, we used to go on sledges and stuff in the snow and, you know, all that kind of thing. And it was interesting for me because obviously, like a lot of visually impaired people, I was a say at a specialist school, and my friends at home weren't really my friends. They were friends of my brothers and, and not really my sisters, but of my brothers. I didn't really see my own friends in holiday times, which is a shame because that's when the, you know, you're most likely to be wanting to sort of go out and play with them, isn't it, and stuff, when you have, you know, free time. Fortunately, school wasn't very far away from me. My foster parents moved nearer to my school so that I could go home every day but still have the specialist provision from the school. So yeah, I think I said, didn't I, that music was a big part of my life. There's one person that I haven't mentioned, a guy called Neil Edgington, God bless him. He died a little while ago. Must be getting on for 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago. So we lost him, unfortunately, to cancer, which was a real shame. And I remember going to his house and playing with CB. I just remembered. Yeah, he got into amateur radio as well, but CB, we're forever on the CB. Break 19,
it's the drummer boy, come in everyone. Oh yeah, come on.
Okay, what's your 20?
Oh yeah, I'm in Kidderminster.
Oh yeah, how far's that way? Oh, it's about 5 miles. Oh man. This wasn't mobile phone stuff, this was CB radio that you needed flipping great big aerial for if you wanted to get anywhere with that. But we used to play with a lot of handheld CBs. But I remember it was a craze. Tony Blackburn on Radio 1, CBs have become legal! Woohoo! And craziness. And I have never heard so much static and so many voices. I wish I could go back and like record what that sounded like. I don't know if anyone ever caught it. I don't know also whether Steve Fonsmondo might treat us to some music that we did back in the day. I don't know. It's not a challenge. I don't know. I hope I haven't over implicated anyone here today, but I just wanted to mention some people that you just do this life with and you don't think that it's ever going to change, do you? I mean, as I said, when it came to leaving school, although we had transitions of a sort, you know. Okay, Miss Hopkins, Mr. Goff, or whatever my name was. Okay, Paul Goff, Mr. Goff. Probably called Mr. Goff because they thought, okay, 16 now, we should at least call him something other than little blind boy or whatever. You're going to go and be a piano tuner. That was my career's advice. Am I? Yeah. Because we think that's what you'll end up doing. It's better than being a basket weaver. That was my career's advice. So I don't know. I don't know if our lives were more controlled because of the special school and the environment we grew up in. Maybe some will come back on that. I don't know. It's interesting. But certainly it felt like that at the time. But it always does when you're a teenager, doesn't it? And then what? What did I do? Oh, college, I guess. 1985 to 1988. So sort of just still in my teenage years, really. 17 when I left school. No, nearly 18 when I left school. And then suddenly all these people to a lesser extent are in your life, and then there's a whole branching off of stories and what people's lives ended up being. I should mention also who am I thinking of? Lenore68 as well. She's on Audio Boom, and she, you should follow her. She puts up some really good stuff of her her daughter. See, we're all some of us are grandparents now. Some of us have got grown up daughters and sons, and some of us are holding down certain types of jobs, and some of us have been okay. So I 40 years ago this year I was fostered. I was fostered when I was 7. 40 years ago. Oh my goodness. Being a teenager. I mean, honestly. What was it? I went to Wales with the school as well. I've got to tell you about that. I'm just jumping back a little bit. Did that 2 years up mountains and staying in some lodge thing. And it was made out that it was an absolute honour that I was going, because normally it was open for just the boarding students. Yes. But I was very lucky, apparently. Scary teacher, Mr. Gamage. I think he's still around. Oh dear. He got less scary as he grew up, thankfully. But yeah. People will remember him. Had a very, very deep voice and spoke with a Welsh accent. Oh yes. Anyway, I think I'm kind of done here, really. I'm just a flood of memories at the moment, just trying to sort of tease some of them out for the purposes of February day 5. Whing! You're back in the room, in the world of Audio Boom. February day 5. Teenage years. So finish off with Chris de Burgh, was a big influence as well. Loved all this stuff. This reminds me of when I went to Norway. I went to Norway as a teenager. I was 13. Went with the scouts for 18 days in an A-Reg bus. But was when A was at the beginning. At the end of the number plate. So you'd have like, you know, I don't know, ABC, 123A or something. You know, that were that kind of number plate styly. So it was a very old bus even then. And it took us... well, up to Newcastle, then across on a ferry, 20 hours to Norway, and then to a place called Mandal. So yeah, and this song reminds me of it. I don't know why, it just does. And yeah, lots of... oh man, Speedway. Got to mention Speedway. That was one of the things I hated as a teenager. I used to have to go to Speedway every week with my mum. My mum was a Speedway fanatic. Probably still is to some extent, I think. She still goes. Oh, man alive. I think she knows I didn't like it. I hope I'm not telling her anything that she didn't already know. Speedway. It was all three laps around a gravel track, and these bikes, four bikes would race each other. They're bikes that have no gears, just a throttle and a clutch. Whack the clutch in, whack the throttle round, off you go, 0 to 60 in about less than 3 seconds. And yeah, smelly, dirty Speedway. Although we used to get sweets and pop and everything at half times, so that was all right. And then chips at the end of the night. So yeah, it's all good. I will speak to you all soon. Hope you've enjoyed my ramble into my teenage years. I've had to dig and delve a little bit, and in order to avail you of some of my memories. I hope you enjoyed them. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
One by one, they were gone. Back at base, boxing. Standing pretty in this dust that was a city, if I could find a souvenir.